You're listening to The Marketing Guide with me, your host, Laura O'Mahony, an online marketing educator, mother of boys, and pizza lover. This is the podcast that helps make marketing simple for small business owners and entrepreneurs. Each week, we bring you bite-sized, actionable tips, strategies, and hacks to help grow your business online. If you're ready to do the work and grow your online presence and stand out in a crowded space, then you're in the right place. Now it's time to jump into today's episode, so let's get going. Enjoy the show. Hello there and welcome to another episode of The Marketing Guide with me, your host, Laura O'Mahony. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode and for joining us on The Marketing Guide. If you're a regular listener, I just want to say thank you for tuning into the show and for making it a success. I really, really appreciate each and every one of my listeners and I'm so happy that you're joining me on today's show. Today we're going to be talking about social proof on the podcast. So you might have heard me reference this if you've been listening to previous episodes of the podcast, but we're going to talk about what is social proof and how can you use it within your marketing strategy. So social proof, it can be really, really powerful if you use it right, and it can have potential to make your customers make the right decision when it comes to shopping with you over your competition. So stay tuned for today's episode. You're not going to want to miss it. And before we kick off with today's episode, I just want to invite you to go download my latest free ebook. It's called A Month's Worth of Instagram Content Ideas. So if you're stuck for what to post on Instagram and you're kind of, you're not showing up regularly, you're not consistent, and you want to show up for the next 30 days, go get that ebook. It's really, really good. It's got lots of different ideas in it, and you can get it from my website. So if you visit lauraomahony.com, click on the link at the very top of the website, and you will get it there in your inbox. Just fill in your name and your email. You get it in your inbox in a matter of minutes, and you can plan out your next 30 days of Instagram content completely free. Just go sign up on the website. So let's get going then with today's show, by starting with what is social proof. So as I said, you might have heard me reference it before, and I talked about it in the episode where we were talking about building up trust and stuff like that. So this is more of that kind of content. So if you like that, definitely stick around to the end of the episode. But also, I'm giving you 10 different ways that you can implement social proof within your marketing strategy. And some of them are really, really easy. There might be things that you might have never thought of before, but they definitely work in helping your customer make a decision as to whether to shop with you or to shop with somebody else. So let's start then with what is social proof. So here is the definition of social proof, which I took from Wikipedia. It says social proof is a psychological phenomenon where people assume the actions of others in an attempt to reflect correct behaviour for a given situation. So that's about as clear as mud, but I'm going to break it down a little bit more, so don't worry. The term itself was coined by author Robert Cialdini in his book Influence back in 1984. So let's imagine that you need to buy a new dining table, for example. You go on to several different websites and you find one website where you like pick out three different tables that you like. So you look at the pictures, you maybe check the dimensions, you look up the materials, is it oak, what is it made of? The next thing you do is you check the reviews and the ratings. One of the tables has a 1,000 reviews with a almost 5-star rating. One of the tables has 100 reviews with like a 3-star rating, and one has no reviews whatsoever. So which one do you pick? So it's a natural choice to make, and most people in this way would make the choice to pick the one that has the over 1,000 reviews. It's a really, really easy decision because you're seeing over 1,000 people have obviously bought this product, and they have liked it because they've left a really good review. So that makes your decision a lot more easily. So it's the psychological factor called social proof that is what helps you make that decision. So when you're browsing a landing page and you see a testimonial from, say, an industry expert, somebody that you really, really look up to, that's social proof. Or when you're, say, on a website and you look and see that they've got, all these little badges that they're members of different societies and stuff like that, that's social proof. And there's loads of different ideas of social proof, and I'll go through them later on in the episode. What you're essentially doing is leveraging the power of third party influence to help sway potential customers to make a decision. So during the podcast, we're going to go deep and dive deep into what social proof is, how you can use it in your marketing to ensure that you're the company that potential customers want to buy from and not your competitors. You're going to have an advantage just by listening to this podcast episode, because you're going to understand the power of social proof and how you can leverage that for your own business, whereas your competitors are probably not doing that. They're probably not listening to marketing podcasts. They're probably too busy trying to get customers, whereas you've made the right decision definitely to tune into the Marketing Guide today. So thank you for choosing this as your marketing podcast. I definitely appreciate it. So let's talk then about the different types of social proof and what they are. So there are 6 different types of social proof. Let's talk about them and break them down on what they are. If you are a regular listener to this podcast, you're going to have heard me talk about some of the forms of social proof, such as testimonials or reviews. But there are 6 main types, and they are: number 1 is customer/user social proof. So that comes from your existing customers or your existing users. So an example of this would be a positive customer testimonial on your website, or it might be a positive review from a customer on your website. Number 2 is expert social proof. So this comes from an expert in your industry. So for an example, it might be a public endorsement from an industry expert of your product or service, or it could be an Instagram post or a tweet about your product. So number 3 then is celebrity social proof. So much like expert social proof, celebrity social proof is a celebrity or influencer endorsement of your products or service. So an example might be an Instagram post about your product from a celebrity or an influencer, that kind of thing. Number 4 then is friend referrals. So this is the type of social proof where you get your friends to approve or endorse a product or a service. So an example of this would be seeing your friends using a product. Maybe one of your friends is using a certain type of skincare on social media and they're sharing about it and talking about it, and then you are influenced to go and try that particular product. Number 5 then is the wisdom of the crowd. So this is the type of social proof is seeing large numbers of people follow, endorse and recommend a certain product or a certain service. So an example of this would be having lots of customers follow you on social media and things like that. Number 6 then is certification. So that's the type of social proof of having an authoritative figure assign a mark of approval. So an example would be a verified badge on your social media, or you might have a secure payment trust badge on your website, that kind of thing. So they are the 6 types. Customer/user social proof, 2 expert social proof, 3 celebrity social proof, 4 friend referrals, 5 the wisdom of the crowd, and 6 certification. So let's talk about why is social proof so important. So now you understand what social proof is and how it works and the different types of social proof, how do you actually use it within your marketing strategy and why is it important to do so? So over 40% of consumers find new brands to follow online based on recommendations from friends and family. And 91% of shoppers read reviews before making a purchase. So just those 2 statements alone will make you rethink your marketing strategy and using social proof within your marketing strategy and say, I'm not using testimonials, I'm not using reviews, I really need to up my game on that. In short, social proof means more sales and a bigger bottom line for your business. So that is why it's so important. So let's talk then about 10 different ways you can use social proof within your marketing. So number 1 is to collaborate with an industry expert. So you can do like an Instagram live, a story takeover with an industry expert. It's a really great way to tap into their influence because their presence on your social media platform is going to create really good vibes, because you know people will look up to that person and would admire that person, and it's just going to increase their feelings for your brand. It's also aligning you with somebody of that standing, and it's saying that your business is in line with what they're doing as well. It kind of elevates your position in terms of branding and how people perceive your brand. Also, sometimes, and this has happened to me in the past, that they go and share with their audience that they have done an Instagram live with you, or that they have done a podcast episode with you, whatever it might be, and that's going to help grow your following and attract people as well that are interested in your brand and that are in your niche as well, because especially if it's somebody that's in line with your ideal customer avatar, of course they're going to want to go follow you then, because it's, you know, similar to that other brand or that other industry expert that you've gotten in to talk to on your either Instagram Live, your stories, a takeover, that kind of thing. So that's a really good way. And an example of that would be, I had Dr. JJ Peterson on the podcast, who is a really well-known podcaster, somebody that's really well-known in the marketing circles. And after I had him on the podcast, I shared it obviously on my social media, but he also talked about it and shared it on his social media channels too, which helped attract some of the people that were following him. And that was great. I really, really was delighted about that. So it was definitely really good to collaborate with those people. So oftentimes we think of people as competition, or we think of somebody within our space or within our niche as competition. Whereas if you come at it as a collaborative approach, two people together are so much stronger than one person on their own. So collaboration is a really, really good idea. And if you're not doing it, maybe have a sit down and think about over the next couple of days, who is somebody that I would like to collaborate with? And just reach out and ask them. And don't be afraid to get the no as well, because I reached out to, like, I think maybe 10 of my ideal guests. And I think 10 of them said yes, and 9 of them kind of had been on the podcast or have episodes recorded that will be on the podcast. So it's just about taking the risk as well and asking people. And that's a really good form of social proof, is that you're aligned with people within your industry. So that's number one. Number two then is to share your milestones. So we all have milestones within our business. If you start up a new business, if you've got your first week in business, if you've got your first month, if you've got your first year, you might have all those different anniversaries. Then you'll have like reaching your first 100 customers. You might have your first customer. You might have getting a new premises if you're like in a physical location. You might be opening up your second premises. You might be hiring your first team members. Whatever the milestones that are happening within your business, share them, because they're a really good form of social proof as well. And they show what's going on behind the scenes of your business, and people can see what's happening and that you're achieving these things as well, and reaching these goals and hitting these milestones. And that's a really good way of showing off social proof. So number three then is case studies. So they're a great way to showcase your happy customers and talk about their experience dealing with your business. So when we think of case studies, oftentimes we think of, you know, these documents that are like 5 or 6 pages long. I've worked for customers in the past that like they've had case studies that are like 20 pages long. I'm like, nobody's going to read that. So they don't have to be majorly complicated. What you need to do is talk about the problem that the customer faced, talk about the solution that you offered, and what the outcome was. It's as simple as that. So if you maybe look within your own business, identify a couple of customers that have gotten really good results or that were really happy with their outcome, and build your case study around that. So it could be something like a carousel post that you could put together on Instagram. You could have a case study on your website. You could have it as an Instagram reel. There's lots of stuff you can get really, really creative with this. But I'm going to give you an example of one from TikTok. The baker in question, her name is Lara's Cakes or Lara's Bakes, I think. But I'm going to link it in the show notes below anyway. I have the link ready and in the show notes already written. But basically what she does is, say for example, the customer, she pretends that she's talking on the phone and the customer says, can you make a life-size version of me? And who is this? And the person says, like, Jason Derulo. And she's like, yeah, no problem. So she goes off and she makes the cake for Jason Derulo. But another example of this could be, just say for example, if you are a baker, you might say, the solution, the problem is that the customer wants a cake. They want it made in the shape of a guitar for their husband's birthday. The guitar is a particular make and model, and she wants it to be life-sized. The solution then, so you could do this on a couple of slides of a carousel. The solution is that you offered to make the cake, make it look as real as possible, and have the husband's favourite flavours in it, and deliver it within the time frame. And then the outcome could be the husband got his cake on his 40th birthday. He was very happy with it. He might even show pictures of the husband with the cake. It's his favourite guitar. He always wanted one. And maybe the plot twist is that the wife actually bought him the guitar and gave it to him after the cake. And happy tears all around. That's my husband's dream. He's like looking for this particular guitar. So that's where I got that made up scenario from. But you can see from that example, it doesn't have to be 100% complicated. You're just telling a story and building a case study around that. So someone can see that and say, oh, well, actually my boyfriend's birthday is coming up, or my husband or wife's birthday is coming up. I want to get them a cake in the shape of whatever it is. And then they're going to go make the inquiry. And because you've shown them social proof of, you know, what you're able to do and what you're able to achieve within case studies. You could even do, as I said, a case study in form of a TikTok or a reel. I'm definitely going to leave that in the show notes below to go and check out those videos of what I'm talking about. So the style she's done them in is like the person rings her and she's like pretending to be on the phone. But they're really, really good. It's a really good, interesting way of showing what you can actually achieve, rather than saying somebody asked me to make this cake and this is what it is. There's more of a story to it. So that's number three. Number four then is testimonials and reviews. So this is probably my favorite one. I've talked about this in the podcast a lot before. They are really a key example when it comes to social proof. So if you think about at the start of the podcast, I generally ask you to leave a review. If you've been listening to the show, you haven't got a chance to do that actually, please go do that now. You can go to lauraomahony.com/review. But it helps me with social proof. So for the Apple podcast charts, it helps me with that. So when people go and check out the podcast charts and say, I want to see what's, you know, in the top 10 in marketing today, they can go and check that out. And if people leave us reviews, it helps me get up there. So it helps with that social proof. But it also helps, say, if somebody's searching for the podcast and they come across it and they say, oh, I want to see which, you know, marketing podcast to listen to. So which one are they going to listen to? Like Back to the Table, are they going to listen to the podcasts that have got lots of 5-star reviews, or are they going to listen to the podcasts that have got no reviews? So you know, it's all down to their perception of your business and their perception of the podcast. So you can definitely harness the power of reviews and ratings for your business. So think of it like that. Which thing is the customer going to buy? Is it the thing with lots of reviews, or the product with zero reviews? And if you haven't got a chance to go and leave a review for the podcast, please go do so now. So you're going to make it easy for customers as well. So there's lots of different methods of leaving reviews, of getting customers to leave reviews. You can do it on Google. You can do it on Facebook. It's a really, really good way of doing that as well. Because it's really easy to do it, and most people have a Facebook account. You can set up Trustpilot, you can do TripAdvisor if you're somebody that offers like Airbnb, but you know, that kind of service, bed and breakfast, that kind of thing. Foursquare, Which, Yelp, there's loads. But also on your own website, you can really easily set that up. No matter what platform you're on, there's lots of different apps that you can add onto your website to be able to do that. And you can incentivize people as well to leave a review by maybe giving them a discount code or giving them something free. It's a really good way, because people are very busy. And there's people listening to this podcast that I know have said, I will go leave a review. I'll do it this week. And you never get around to it because you're too busy. So I know that. So maybe if you're incentivized to do it, you will go do it. So that's number four, testimonials and reviews. Number five then is awards and accolades. So share any awards or accolades that your business have received. It doesn't matter how old they are. It doesn't matter if you got an award like 10 years ago, as long as it's for that particular business. Yeah. But it's a great way of showing that your business is known for excellence and that it has a high standard. So most of the awards that you actually get nowadays, people give you that little badge to say, like, you know, award winner of Business All-Star Awards or whatever it might be, that you can put that on your website, you can put it on your social media, you can put it on, you know, anywhere really that you're present online. And it's a good idea definitely to show them off, because as I said, it just is a really good method of social proof. So that's number five. Number six then is customer love. So as I've mentioned on the podcast before, we are the consumers actually hold the word of other customers in higher regard. So the word of the company itself, we don't kind of take that too seriously. But if somebody is talking about that company and they're a customer of the company, we kind of listen, we kind of, our ears prick up a little bit more. So one of the best ways you can show social proof is sharing praise or nice words from your customers. So it might come in the form of an Instagram post or a story complimenting you on your product, your service, your packaging. So just share that and highlight the happy customers that you have. And for me, it would be when people listen to the podcast and they, you know, tag me in their Instagram stories. I like to go and reshare that on my Instagram, and I like to save that then into my highlight called podcast. Okay, so let's move on to number seven then, which is recently bought. So if you've got a Shopify website, which is an e-commerce based website, or you've got a WordPress website and you sell a physical product, you can add something that's known as a sales pop app. A sales pop-up is generated, a small little tiny piece of code that's activated when your webpage loads, and the code is connected to your database of sales. So the code tells people that, say for example, such and such a person has bought X product within the last hour. That kind of thing. You'll see it a lot on the likes of like ASOS and websites like that. It's to try and drive you to action. So, but it's also telling you that people are buying that particular product or people are buying from that website. So it's giving you that social proof and letting you know that that website is trustworthy as well. So for example, a lot of online course creators and digital product sellers use it. Because I'm in that space, I'm familiar with it. So you'll get like Sharon from Essex, UK, recently signed up for, say, Power Hour, just for example, 1 hour ago. And then you have verified by Proof Factor or whatever app that they're using. It just shows that others are purchasing that product, and it really is a really good form of social proof. So if you have got an e-commerce store, you're not implementing that strategy at the moment, definitely look at doing that. But also another way of doing that in real life, if you don't have a website or you don't have the ability to implement that on your website, you could do something like every time somebody orders from you, write their name on a post-it and stick it on the wall behind you. And every time you go on stories, you know, you have more and more stickers there all the time, and that's a really good way of social proof as well. So number 8 then is showcase your bestsellers. So think about the bestsellers in a bookshop. So when you walk into a bookshop, you want a good book, but you don't really know what you're looking for. You're going to browse around the bookshop and then you come to the bestseller section. So if it's in the bestseller section, you're going to think it must be good. Yeah. And this is a perfect example of social proof. So it's using the psychological phenomenon. I can never say that word, to make more sales and to make them easier as well. So say you're an online brand, you could use the bestsellers to guide your potential customers to make a decision more easily. So if the product is in the bestseller and it's popular, people will think that it must be good. And then it's going to be an easier decision for them as well. So social proof examples from an online store is presenting items as bestsellers. It's going to help people make, you know, selections and make product choices that they feel they're going to enjoy because other people have enjoyed them, and it's going to help them sort and kind of decide on what products they actually want. So if you don't have a website or you don't know how to set this up on your website, it sounds too techy, you could create a reel of what are the best sellers this week, or say back to the person that makes the cakes, what are the top flavors this week? Is it chocolate? Is it I don't know, vanilla? Is it biscuit cake? What are the top flavors of that week? So you can implement all these things within your business. You just have to have a creative spin on it. So that way, you know that if you're thinking about when you walk into that bookshop and you pick the book from the bestseller list, you're just doing the exact same thing with your business, whatever it is that you're selling or whatever product that you're offering or whatever service that you're selling. You're just highlighting what are the popular products or service that you are actually selling. So you can do reels about it. You could do carousel posts. There's lots of stuff that you could do. Get really, really creative with it. So let's move on then to number 9. Others have bought. So if you've ever been browsing on a website, especially if it's a clothing website, you add an item to cart and then you get a message below saying others have bought X, Y and Z with this item. It's going to give you suggestions based on that database from their website of what other customers have made and decisions that they've made in the past. It's known as cross-selling. And it reminds us that others have bought that original product that we were looking at, so that's social proof for that. But it helps them make a decision easier on other items to add with it, and they're not just buying one item from you, then they possibly will buy 3 or 4 items from you because they're saying, right, I bought those jeans, but I actually want a top to go with it, and I want a handbag, and I want a new pair of shoes, and these three, they actually go perfectly together. Pop them in the cart and away you go. Because if you're anything like me, that's what I do. I don't want to waste my time online. The decision is really there for me. I don't have to go looking on the website. I like the look of the things. I usually pop in 1 or 2 of those items into the cart and buy them. So it's, as I said, you could do a carousel post. Say maybe if you had a coat, you were selling a coat, your e-commerce store, and you sell clothing. You could have the coat, and then you could have what are the other things that people are buying along with that coat. So the dress, the bag, the hat, all that kind of stuff. So how would you do this if you actually provide a service? You might show the initial service that they bought, and then you might show the add-ons that they asked for to that service. So they might buy, say for me, if it was a branding package, they might buy the standard base branding package, but they might also add in Instagram styling, they might add in, you know, colour palette design, all that kind of stuff. And you can just make a post on Instagram about that. It doesn't have to be that complicated. All these suggestions, you can actually keep them really simple. So that's number 9. Number 10 then is visual proof. So we've all heard the saying, a picture is worth a thousand words. And you can use this within your social proof as well. So before and after pictures, they work so good. I can't tell you how good they actually work. Proactive, which is the acne skincare treatment brand, they have been at this for so long. So what they do is they show customers from like week 1 in their journey to week 12. And it's like real people, real results. That's how they kind of put a spin on it. So they show the testimonial, they show the photos then of each of the different weeks. So you might have week 1, week 4, week 7, week 8, and then week 12, which is your final week. And they make it really easy for people to leave a review. So they're gathering those reviews and they're getting that feedback from their customers, and they're incentivizing them with a free gift. So they ask you to leave your review for the 30-day three-step system, whatever it might be, and they get a charcoal brush gift included when they do that. So it's really a clever move from the company, because they're using real people to show those results. And as you know, we take the word over the actual customers rather than the brand, and that will sell product all day long, every day. Real people and real results, definitely. So a couple of examples of that could be, say you're a brand designer, you might show what their logo is like before versus after. If you're a cleaner, you might show what the house looks like or a room looks like before you clean it versus after. If you're a personal trainer, you might show what the person looked like before they started coming to you, after they started coming to you. It's really good for like service-based businesses and anyone in wellness, fitness, the kind of health arena. But if you're really clever about it, you can definitely implement that strategy into any type of marketing. You just have to be a little bit creative around it. So that is number 10. So that's it for today and today's episode of the Marketing Guide. Let's go down to a quick recap of what we actually learned today. First of all, we learned what is social proof. We learned the different types of social proof, then the 6 different types, if you remember. We learned then why is social proof so important, and we learned 10 different ways to use social proof within your marketing. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, and don't forget, if you want to drop me a message anytime, say hi, reach out to me on Instagram. It's at lauraomahony.com. I'd love to hear from you. The link is in the show notes for my Instagram, so definitely go check it out there and go over and pop out and say hi. If you want a shout out on this very podcast, don't forget to go leave a review. As you know, social proof is very important, and I'm trying my best to get the most social proof for this podcast as I can. So please go do that now. When you finish listening to this episode, pop over to lauraomahony.com/review for the details on how you can do that. It literally only takes a couple of minutes. It does really help me out with the show, as I said, and I can keep on making more good content like this in the future for you. So I hope you have a great week ahead, and I will see you in the next episode.